My name is Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Push your arm in there, see what it looks like.
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living.
I thought they all sucked blood.
Blood suckers do.
That makes sense.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
I'm getting the crap knocked out of me, man.
Now, get ready
to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
That's vomit.
That is vomit.
At the Jelly Belly Candy Company in California.
Moldy cheese. Rotten egg.
Beauty.
Dog food.
Woof, woof, woof.
Is in the tongue of the beholder.
Say I wanted to make a jelly bean that smells like my boots.
Oh, yeah.
My boots have been around.
And later, in the hills of Maine, there's some good picking.
Your back must be a machine.
For blueberries, that is.
Where did your mind go?
I think it's kind of zen-like.
The trick is putting blueberries in a perfect pie.
Now, is there a school of thought?
She and I make it very different.
Without killing anybody.
Well, she has a funny taste in it.
Mine tastes 10 times better than
hers. Oh, brother.
10 times?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey kids, what's small and green and red and yellow and pink and purple and every color of the rainbow and tastes just like a little bit of heaven?
I'll give you a hint.
The Jelly Belly Candy Company, nestled in the town of Fairfield, California, is home to 800 candy workers and more sugar than you care to know.
All right then. Once upon a time, I used to think jelly beans were simple little pieces of sweet candy. How complicated could it be? The answer is complicated. This is Herm. He runs a...
Hey, Mike.
You're the big cheese. The man in charge
of... How are you?
I'm good. This is Jelly Belly, by the way, if I didn't make that officially clear before. What have you done with the normal, run-of-the-mill, everyday, child-pleasing jelly bean?
Well, we've really made some disgusting stuff, Mike.
They make licorice, which isn't shocking, but they also make a corresponding flavor called skunk spray. And when you put the skunk spray in your mouth, it tastes an awful lot like you licked the bad part of a skunk. Oh. You know what I mean? They make caramel corn, but they also make moldy cheese.
Yep.
So, like, every traditional flavor has a nasty little counterpart guaranteed to make you throw up in your mouth a little.
Well, yes, only in Bean Boozles, though. We make many other really wild taste.
You understand why I'm here now. Jelly Belly, this is, you guys are making vomit today.
Yeah, right. Sure.
You're making jelly beans that taste like vomit. And I've got 1,000 questions, and I do want to get right into that. But I also should say, you guys have been around for like, 800, 900 years, right?
Not 8 or 9, but since about 1898.
1898? Yeah. Been making jelly beans in this country?
No, actually, we made candy corn from the beginning.
What'd that taste like, diarrhea?
Oh, no. Absolutely wonderful candy corn.
Really?
I mean, we never thought about making anything except wonderful, wonderful pieces of product. And we still make a tremendous amount of wonderful product. This is just a fun aspect of Jelly Belly. Just the fun. Look at what it does to you.
Believe me, I know. I've tasted vomit before, but usually my own. Okay, you got canned dog food, moldy cheese, rotten egg, pencil shavings. Well, wait a minute. Here's what's interesting. This is top banana, and this is pencil shaving. Now, at a glance, there's no way to tell which
is which.
But if you were to... All right, well, top banana.
Top banana.
You're bursting with banana flavor.
Yeah.
You're looking around. That's much more disappointing than the banana. Don't you have like a spit?
Yeah, I do. Get here's a spit cup right here. Got a Jelly Belly spit cup.
That's a flavor you should get behind. Why don't I just spit in here all day long and then we can make
right.
Then we can sell
well,
those.
I tell you, we can make that too. We make Bite Solution. That's vomit.
That is vomit.
That's vomit.
That is absolute vomit. Dog food. How did you do this?
They take equipment like what we have over here. And they analyze the flavor profiles.
Woof, woof.
Black pepper.
Oh, we have dirt?
We got dirt right here. Dirt jelly beans, huh? How do you say no to that?
Fresh plow.
You got booger?
Now, that has a whole story to it, too.
Sure it does. I bet you had to pick this very carefully. Skunk flavor. Why didn't you put a nice little white line right down in the middle? Yeah, I'm not going to eat that.
Earwax. Here's the earwax.
I
know. Did I tell you how that came about?
No, I wish you would, though.
Ambrose, our lab guy, came in and, hey, they want earwax. Well, he's sitting there, and I'm saying, you know, I'm going to let my ears go a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to dig them out, and I'm going to taste it. So a couple of weeks later, I...
Is he here today, Ambrose?
Yeah, he's here someplace.
I'm going to say hi to him later.
He should. He's really cool.
The thought of Ambrose curled up somewhere eating his own earwax in the interest of science, that's commitment. What about if we wanted to make our own smell, our own bean?
Sure. We can do that.
Say I wanted to make a jelly bean that smells like my feet. Yeah. Or my boots.
Oh, yeah.
My boots,
yeah.
For instance.
I mean, that's a good one.
How long would it take?
Well, you would make the center today,
uh-huh.
And then it would dry tomorrow, then it would come out the next day, then the day after that, it would be engrossed with a sugar shell, and then it's got to sit a day and it's polished. Let me try that.
Tell me what you think. My boots have been around.
Yeah, that's been someplace.
Do you think you can capture those smells?
I think we can get real close to that. We have some of the flavors out here that are created here.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually mix and match. Let's say you want to take rotten egg and put a little vomit with it.
Here's rotten egg.
Be careful of that one when you open that. Open it up. See what happens. Don't hold it to your nose too close. Go for it.
Oh. Shazam, dude. That's awful.
I'm going to tip this over, put that in there, squeeze a little out. Perfect. What? What else do you think?
Actually, there's been vomit on these for sure.
Oh, all right.
I've absolutely thrown up on my...
Don't spill it. Okay. Three drops? Got it. Okay, that's perfect. I think you need about four drops of dirt.
Four drops of dirt.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, okay.
Dog food. We've done...
Boy, this is going to be good.
Made dog food, walked through dog poop. Plenty of times.
Cool.
You don't have any poop, do you?
No.
Really?
Next year.
Well, you say no like it's crazy. Like, who would make poop? Lights. Well, I think we can go with what we got.
All right. You ready?
It's extraordinary.
I think that's pretty close.
I think I can go with that, though. That would be a good... Right?
I truly can say I've never smelled anything like that.
All right, so let's go to your kitchen, and then if we can, you can show me how this whole dirty boot flavor could potentially unwind.
And so it was off to where all the magic happens. This plant is home to some of the most colorful and delicious candies you'll ever taste. But when it comes to making candy from my boots, it's always best to leave the stink up to the professionals. So Herm and his expert smell and flavor creator, Ambrose, concocted a recipe for my dirty, pungent boots.
Ambrose.
Hey, Herm.
Ambrose.
Oh, hi, Mike.
You're the man who tastes his own earwax?
Nice to meet you.
He's the one that takes all the flavors and puts them together and makes all those wonderful tastes that you've been tasting.
You're like a mad, disgusting scientist. So what do we do here? We mix stuff up?
We're going to get the syrup in the kettle. Can we get going with that, Ambrose?
You're going to turn on the mixer.
Oh, this guy? This guy? That guy? That guy? This guy? This
one? Back
no, no, which one? Which one?
No.
Which one?
This one.
Yeah, that slurry's getting mixed up. Now, the syrup's always the same syrup you use, right? For everything?
Right.
All right.
At this point, we were creating the chewy center of the jelly bean.
All right, you can dump it in. Come on.
And once I poured in a ton of salt and Ambrose's dirty boot coloring.
Great job.
Hey, thanks, Herb.
Good to the last drop.
It was just begging for some stomach churning flavor.
This is the stuff. All right.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
That smells like my feet after a long, forced march through a barn with some dead bodies in it. There we go. Is there anything else we can do or see while we're here?
Well, we're going to hit the pan room.
Oh, let's hit the pan room.
Yeah, we got to hit the pan room and show you how the outside shell goes on.
Let's look at that.
Yeah, let's go.
I'll follow you.
From these vats, the slurry goes through a lengthy, multi-step process in which the sugary, colorful, and disgusting substance is poured into molds and eventually resembles a Jelly Belly brand jelly bean. Finally, after several days of candified magic, it's ready to be coated with its outer shell. So, we headed off to the panning room, which was abuzz with beans.
What's this all about, by the way?
That's an obsolete sign.
You guys made it a whole day without an injury?
Yeah.
Previous best record, 6 days.
I just told him to get that sign off the wall.
Man, how dangerous is making jelly beans? Hey, everybody's throwing up in their mouth.
Super safe plant. Super safe.
I got it. Super duper. Where am I going with this?
Are we going to the park right here.
0 days with no injuries. Whoops.
Ooh, we taught you how to drive.
That was ironic.
Coming up.
This is the salt.
Salt.
When you're custom crafting a bad taste.
Boy, oh boy, that's my feat for sure.
Success is expressed a little differently.
Tell me you're not proud of that.
Oh, jeez.
And later.
Close that door.
Okay.
Based on the chaos with the Blueberry Crew. I would not have guessed the name of the ranch.
Continuous Harmony Farm.
All you have to do is sort of maintain a certain affection for that plant.
What is that? That's Zen and the Art of Blueberry Picking.
On to the pan.
The panning room is comprised of an armada of spinning, shiny metal tubs called pans.
So all you have to do is open up, what we're going to call that first wetting.
So we're wetting
wetting the center.
Right.
Tell them where to turn on the pan.
Where do I turn on the pan? I'm guessing right there.
See the red button, the green button?
I see it.
The green button, please.
I own this. Oh, yeah. So now I'm applying the outside of the jelly bean. Boy, oh boy, that's my feat for sure. All right.
You would think that coating the jelly beans would actually mask the disgusting, dirty boot centers. However, Ambrose has a solution for that. More flavoring.
So we're going to put in 300 mils.
300 mils.
Some of you may wonder what I would look like hosting a cooking show. Well, for the next couple of minutes, this is it. Dirty Jobs meets the Iron Chef.
Man, oh man, that stinks.
So now, the salt.
What's this?
This is the salt.
Salt? In here?
Yeah. And we're going to fill this up
14.
To 14.
Mix this up a little before we do that. So this is the most important part, really.
This is very important.
It is critical. If we don't do this right, the candy won't taste as bad as it could. Tell me you're not proud of that.
Oh, geez.
Tell me you're not happy with that, Dave. Tell me you're not happy with my feet.
Oh.
Right? Doug, tell me you're not pleased with my feet. Honestly, Dan, come here, you behind-the-scenes guy. Tell me you don't feel closer to me than ever. Jones, you want a snip of this. You want a snip. You want it. Yes, you do. And Ryan, when you sick boy, get in there. Get it in there.
That is bad.
Oh, did I miss you, Troy? I'm sorry. That was rude. Oh,
Troy,
yeah.
God, all the snots are now dripping down my throat. It just went
amazing.
No, but
amazing.
All the snot is down my throat.
I've said this many, many times over the years. It's a tragedy that you can't smell this, but somehow or other, I'll call the network. I'll look into a whole scratch and sniff thing, but you need to feel my feet. In the back of your throat. All right, I'm going in. God, I think this is worse than vomit. I think it's the worst ever.
You're going to find out.
Okay, it's ready for the sugar.
Uh-huh.
Once the bean centers get nice and wet, sugar is applied to soak up the moisture by sticking to it.
Jeez, whiz, that is some kind of stink.
So you do this four times.
What four times?
Well, it's four different layers. See, right now we're putting the sugar on.
Uh-huh.
After it dries up, then you put another wetting on.
Oh, my gosh. So that was just one wetting?
That's it. We got three more to go.
So it's about an hour and 15 minutes to go.
How about that? We can't do this for an hour and 15 minutes. We'll vomit. Vomit. When's the last time you threw up?
Well, when we did the vomit, we threw up.
You threw up when you were making vomit?
I threw up, but I didn't tell anyone.
Well, now your secret's kind of out there. No more secret.
Currently, Jelly Belly produces 92 different flavors. And incidentally, some of the discontinued or rejected flavors include horseradish, anchovy, roasted garlic, and pickled pig's feet. Definitely more trick than treat.
Oh, that's so much better.
When you're making things like green apple or or, you know, coconut or chocolate pudding or, I mean, it's wonderful, wonderful. So they really don't have to put up with this that much.
No.
No.
Well, you didn't invite us over for the chocolate pudding day.
No.
You brought us over for vomit. It's very shrewd. I mean, you could go out there and you could say to the world, look how great our delicious candy is. Or you could make something so vile and disgusting that the consumer subconsciously thinks, you know what? Anybody who's so confident in their own product to put out a piece of vile-tasting, putrid rubbish like this, surely, when they want to, must make something absolutely divine. Absolutely. Doug, stand here. Now breathe. Is that just wrong? Just close up your throat. I'm not sure this is healthy. It's no wonder they never made it a whole day without an injury. I think we need some more sugar.
It was the final push, which was merciful, since my olfactory glands were pretty well shot.
I have a headache. Does your head hurt?
No, not really.
Splitting headache. Did you have aspirin tasting jelly beans?
Herm, Ambrose, and company have evidently become immune. But I guess when you love what you do, you can endure just about anything.
Ah, that looks good.
Right.
And boy, do they love it.
Oh, man, I can smell them for a mile.
Do you?
Yeah. These are beautiful.
The company churns out about 16 billion Jelly Bellies every year. That's enough that when lined up end to end, they'd reach halfway to the moon.
Well, right. Beautiful. Look at that.
Very good.
Me? I just want to clean out my nostrils.
So, at this point, they go get polished somewhere
after they sit
for a couple days.
Right.
And, I mean, this is basically as much as we can do today.
That's all you can do. You can't do any more today because this is sweating out and it has to firm up.
Can you eat them?
Oh, yeah. Eat all you want.
Here, try one with me.
We can get a bag and you guys can take some.
No, let's not go that far. Let's just the three of us try one.
Okay. All right. Here,
one for you.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, the Ambrose, you ready for this? One,
yes.
Two, three, go. It takes a little while to get to those perfect taste buds.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
See what you made?
I do. Oh, I do. I'd like to thank you, but I really am filled with regret.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very good. It's been fun.
It's been great. You guys are great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
So long.
See ya.
Oh. God.
Coming up.
We are Mothers Tried and True.
If you ever wondered what Mothers Tried and True will do,
we will bake a pie for you.
Well, there you have it.
This makes it guarantees a good pie.
Okay, good.
You got to do something with all those blueberries. Today's Dirty Job takes us into the hills of Lincolnville, Maine, where the cash crop is blueberries. Here, they're not only grown, but baked into pies that mere words fail to describe. But before we can make our own pie, we'll need to travel out into the fields in order to pick the freshest blueberries possible.
Obviously, picking blueberries is a very serious business, and we have today assembled a crack team of blueberry pickers. They join me right now in the back of this fabulous automobile. Hello, ladies. Yeah, this is the crew, and this is their dad, or one of the dads anyway, Bill, right?
Morning. Doug.
Doug, let's not split hairs. The important thing is you're up there and I'm back here. You're Doug, and Bill is driving the truck in front of us?
Yes.
And you guys together run the blueberry picking operation?
That's correct.
Which ones belong to you?
Mine are the brown hair, and Bill's are the blonde hair.
Brown hair. So you are Tessa? And what's your name? You're Lily, and you're Rose. Tell us your name again, you little nose picker.
Lucy.
So, what are we going to do out there? We're going to rake blueberries?
We're going to sell them.
We're going to sell them for lots of money?
Now, give them to people they want blueberries, you crazy head.
I think you call me a crazy head. Oh, boy.
Once we arrived at the field, we meet up with Doug's partner, Bill O'Brien.
So this rig is called the Harvester. It only goes to the world record holder.
Oh, really? Well, we haven't even properly been introduced. You're Bill, right?
Yeah.
Mike, so you and Doug run the show.
Yes.
And what is all this talk of world record-ness?
Most berries raked in a day.
You?
Yes.
How many?
6,900 pounds.
How many berries is that? Roughly.
You're asking a tough question.
You hold the world record, man. You have a certain qualification. There's a certain expectation.
Well, it's worse because I'm a math teacher.
Yeah. Well, this is just a simple calculus. This is a blueberry rake. You know that much?
Yes, okay. It's a blueberry rake.
And this is the device you use to set the current blueberry raking world record
in a single day.
All right. Well, as we pick, maybe if you can fall back on what's left of your mathematical acumen to determine how many blueberries are in a pound, so I can multiply that number by the whatever, 6,000, how many?
6,900.
There's going to be far more impressive for our show to be able to say that this is Bill and he picked over X blueberries in one day.
Fair enough.
All right. This is the official blueberry picking type of box we use?
When I started, we raked into buckets, which were called baskets.
Uh-huh.
But these now are just pretty much called wooden boxes.
So we searched the lexicon and we came up with wooden box
to go
with this particular device. I see. All right, he's just going to go ahead, I suppose, and I'll follow. I like it when people take charge. Kids, you could learn something from that guy. When he's ready to go, he just starts walking. That's an important lesson in life.
Yeah, I think we'll start right down in here. If you come, walk on this bare spot.
Walk on the bare spots, all right.
And what we're going to do is we're going to rake uphill, because that way the berries don't fall out of your rake.
Well, show me how it's done.
All
exactly.
Right. The idea is you're scooping into the bushes,
mm-hmm.
but then you're doing a little tilt of your wrist as you come back out. And it's got to be gentle enough so that you're not smushing the berries.
Smushes.
So I'm just going to comb in and twist my hand back out.
So you don't worry about your box until your rake starts to fill.
So when you get some blueberries in there, you sort of look through. You take out anything that's too big. Toss it out to the side. Then you just take your box and you dump it in.
All right, well, take me to just make sure I'm getting it right.
I'll watch you. So give that a... Yeah. And that would be a little bit rough because you can sort of hear it. So you want it in and out. In and out. In and out. Yeah.
6,000-some pounds?
6,900.
Your back must be a machine.
Well, as it turns out, there are approximately 1,000 blueberries in a pound, which means Bill used this back-breaking method to harvest 6,900,000 blueberries in a single day.
At that point, you've probably got more than enough berries because you don't want to end up smushing too many.
Right.
So I go sort of by the feel of my back, and when it starts to hurt, time to stand up and take them out. So
if I went by that, I never would have showed up. So I hate to ask you another numbers question, but how many blueberries do you take to make a pie?
The number of blueberries.
How many pounds in a box? We know that at least, right?
To me, in blueberries, I think of it as sweat and pain and time. Whereas you're thinking of a unit as a pound as being number of blueberries in there. So I could tell you, you know, how much pain and sweat.
No, listen, I completely understand. I try and break everything down into pain and sweat myself.
But you know what? Blueberry raking is a lot mental when you get in there.
Yeah. Well, where does your mind go?
You know, I think it's kind of zen-like. And you just, you know, I mean, you're looking out and saying, where am I right now? What would I rather be doing? Where are my kids? What are they doing?
Yeah.
I mean, this is awesome.
How many rakers do you employ, by the way, when you're going full steam ahead, or do you just rely entirely on child labor?
For a small-scale organic operation,
uh-huh.
you can do it completely yourself. I mean, with our two families, Doug and I did most of the raking. You know, every once in a while, we'd call in someone in, you know, who owed us a favor or two and say, you know, we need a little help this morning. Like, I think, actually, we've done a pretty good job.
Yeah?
So should we bring it back and...
Yeah, I think so.
Winner?
Yeah, well, why don't we go over there and join the... It looks like they're going to sit down and sing a little Kumbaya, maybe have a campfire over there. You really have inspired quite the work ethic. Don't hurt yourself, girls. Take a break if you feel lightheaded. It's almost too perfect to believe. A couple of families who are friends with the perfect kids in the perfect blueberry patch in the perfect part of the country just sitting around communing with nature and having a nice, normal, civilized life. You have to make me wonder where I went wrong. You guys just must look around and just start laughing, going, man, if people only knew, people are going to know.
The blueberry industry of North America ships over 500 metric tons of fresh berries to Japan every year. 100 metric tons are also sent to Iceland. The yearly harvest of North American blueberries would cover a four-lane highway from Chicago to New York if spread out in a single layer.
All right, so now we take them back.
Yes.
We get into your vehicle of fun.
Yep.
And down the bumpy road.
Yes.
And then we do, we winnow.
Yes.
We winnow.
And the girls will join us for this process.
Absolutely.
Too? Excellent.
You ready, girls? Back to the belt.
Back to the grind, kids.
Yes.
Chop, chop. Break's over.
And so we all loaded up into the truck.
They're all over these berries, man. These kids haven't eaten in months. Look at them. They'd eat leaves.
Close that door.
Okay.
And after another bumpy ride filled with stimulating conversation, we finally arrived at the Continuous Harmony Farm, where we'll go about the process of winnowing the berries.
So yeah, just come on in. We'll stick them on those other empty wooden boxes.
These berries,
yeah,
on these boxes. Continuous Harmony Farm. I didn't notice your name. Is that an aspiration or is that the reality of things here?
If you think about blueberries and that idea of continuous harmony, where all you have to do is sort of maintain a certain affection for that plant, and it will continue to produce these berries that, you know.
Wait a minute, man. You just
right?
made it all squishy and, like, maintain a continuous affection for the plant. What is that? No, that's really, that's Zen and the art of blueberry picking, what that is right there.
So that goes right over here on the scale.
All right.
Yeah.
The continuous harmonic scale?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So what are you saying?
About 12 pounds. Good job.
All right, so we have 12 pounds of stuff in here, not necessarily 12
right.
pounds of berries.
That is correct.
Good
all right.
point.
That is correct.
So now we're going to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Teston, why don't you tell them how to do it?
You pour the berries from the box in on this belt.
Uh-huh.
And you just smooth it out so it's not like a big pile.
All right, do we turn it on first or we dump the berries first?
Turn it on first.
You do.
This is the machine that does the work. You can see, you know, the leaves and sticks in that. And when it goes through this wind tunnel, all of that gets blown out.
Now I dump them in?
And then just spread them out evenly on the belt.
Good thinking.
Dumping in at a rate.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try and keep a continuous state of harmony vis-a-vis my dumping.
Maintain an affection for those berries.
I tell you what, man. I've got so much affection for these right now. Maintaining continuous affection.
After the berries go through the vacuum, they come out onto a spaghetti-style conveyor, where the smaller berries fall through to be collected for jams and jellies. Next is a slanted conveyor where only fully round berries make the cut. And the winnowing is complete when the berries are given one final quality assurance inspection.
Are you looking for ones with twigs on them? Or green ones?
Or less this
smushy ones?
Little squished up little boogery
yeah.
thing like that one right there. Ooh, that one looks bad. Look at that. It's like something you'd sneeze right there.
But just as things couldn't get any more harmonious and continuous.
What? That's a...
Stop it!
What?
I just got it.
What? What?
I got it.
What'd you get?
What is it? That's scat.
Scat?
Poop.
Poop from what?
A deer.
That's deer poop? Did you get it? Good girl. I have not seen this much excitement over a little piece of poop in a while. It was exciting times there, huh, Rose?
Good job, Rose.
Poop came right at us. Very embarrassing to make a pie with deer poo in it. People would demand a refund. Is that it? Did we get them all?
That's it.
So how much does this weigh?
7 1/4.
7 1/4. That's what it looks like to me. Do you believe this is enough to...
That will make several...
Effectuate the making of a pie or two?
Several delicious pies, actually.
Now, you were right there on the edge of quality control. Do you feel pretty confident that we got all the deer poo?
Yeah.
If we didn't, I'm going to be sending you the piece of pie with it in it, okay? Yeah, that's how we roll. Well, I'm off to a picturesque, whimsical B&B to make pies.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. It's great fun.
Mike.
Thanks a lot.
Think about what I said.
Believe me, I'm going to aspire to keep all things harmonic and continuous for the rest of my day, at least.
All right.
So, with exactly 7 1/4 pounds of blueberries, I'm off to a quaint bed and breakfast to learn the art of pie making.
And so I return to the Berry Manor Inn, blueberries in hand. I stayed here last night, you know. Bed and breakfast in Rockland, Maine. Very peaceful. I recommend you check it out if you're partial to bed and breakfast. This is the key to my room. Could be the key to your room one day. Tassel included. It's very whimsical. Everything here at the Berry Manor Inn. Terribly whimsical. Gonna make a pie with some whimsical women.
Coming up, there's trouble in pie crust paradise.
You can't taste it with that picture.
Yes, you can.
Mine tastes better.
No, it doesn't.
And things get hot and heavy.
Okay.
Don't you usually do it on the counter?
Clean it up, would you, woman? You know, it's a family show.
It was.
are mothers, tried and true. We will bake a pie for you.
Oh, my God.
We are mothers sitting pretty.
Hey, I know what rhymes with that.
Let's get dirty.
That's a beer part.
Pretty and dirty? Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else. I bring you blueberries.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's who again? I want to make get
I'm
this
Janet.
Right. Janet.
She's Anne.
Anne.
Allie.
Allie. All right, let's have a party, ladies.
Okay.
Is it?
Okay. Now, Mike, yes. We got to get you ready.
Good.
To make a good pie, you need an apron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mike.
Oh, let's get that little curl down in there. There.
That's good. That's going to make, this makes it, guarantees a good
yeah.
pie.
Okay, good.
Now, that's for when you get a successful pie made, you will graduate to this hat.
All right. Well, depending on how things go, I'll look forward to slipping into that later.
Okay.
Now, these pies clearly are already made. Are they both blueberry?
They're both blueberry.
Yeah, these are all blueberry.
She and I make it very different. She does a thick crust. I do a thin crust.
Now, is there a school of thought about what's...
There's no right or wrong. It's just a personal preference.
Oh, you like it thick? You like it thick.
It isn't the thickness of the pie. It's what's in the
right,
crust.
You can't taste it with that thick crust.
Yes, you can.
We agree on most things.
So there's only one thing we don't agree on.
What?
Pie crust.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Well, she doesn't put any taste in it.
Oh, God. Mine tastes 10 times better than hers.
10 times?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you know how this works, right? You boss me around. I'm going to learn to make a pie.
I'm going to get you started right now.
We'll make two entire blueberry pies today, starting with the thin crust stylings of Allie.
Put this in. Put that in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Annie, I need the Crisco.
Where's the Crisco?
Today, Anne has been kind enough to let me fill her role as baker's assistant.
Thank you for the Crisco. It's another sentence I didn't think I'd be uttering again.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to show you how to measure it, and then you do it, okay?
All right.
You just scoop it and level it off with your finger.
Always been a fan of the finger.
And I need eight of them in there.
Eight of those, all right. Right.
So we don't want too much in there.
No, we don't.
Okay, we need salt. Just a dash now.
Dash it in there.
Okay, now.
That's like a big pinch.
Now, what you're going to do now.
If you're going to get pinched, you might as well go big.
Take a light touch and just work that Crisco in just like that.
Okay, I'll do that. All right.
It's got good wrist movement there.
Yeah, well, a lot of practice. I feel as though I'd like to get in there with my hands, but you really can't, can you?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, sure you can.
If this doesn't come out, I'm blaming your fingers.
Well, what else do you guys do when you're not making pies?
My bird calls.
You got bird calls?
Oh, yeah, you got to see them.
Well, I'd rather hear them if it's possible.
Well, it's more visual than audio.
Visual bird calls?
They're bird imitations.
You mean you actually imitate the bird?
Yes, I do.
The bird and the call.
Yeah, you want to see one?
You bet I do.
Okay.
All right.
Here's a swallow.
That was it?
That was it. And
seriously,
the finale.
The duck.
Yeah.
The finale is the fish.
And don't forget the turn.
Oh my God.
Okay, measure 4 cups of blueberries in there. Put her in there. We need a cup of sugar.
This much?
Just a hair.
I don't think we should use the word hair with food.
Oh, okay. Now throw that in there.
I thought I'd place it lovingly.
Okay. Now, we need about 4 tablespoons of flour.
Okay.
And now we're going to roll out the dough. It's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Divide that. Make two balls out of that.
You want 2 doughy balls?
Yep.
Janet, please.
I didn't say a word.
Clean it up, would you, woman? You know, it's a family show.
It was.
And now you're just going to roll
it. It's like Play-Doh.
Gently at first.
Mm-hmm.
Roll your dough. And I think you're doing great.
Thanks.
Okay, now let's see. I think, by gosh, we got it.
Yeah?
Okay, now we're going to fold it like this. Then I'm going to let you pick it up and put it halfway there.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we open it up very gently.
And bring it over like this.
Yeah.
Ever so gently.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to get the top crust. Here you go. I can't believe how well you do.
You know, if you could take some of that shock and awe out of your voice, it would really sound more like a compliment.
Okay, I think that's big enough. All right, now gently mix this up. Gently.
So that's the goal. Don't crush the berries.
That's what we don't want to do. Now you can just dump it right in here.
Just dump it.
Yeah.
Right.
Now we got to get that on top of here. Remember how I folded it?
I do remember that.
Okay.
delicate work.
Well, like this?
Yeah.
Okay. It would be like this.
Yeah. I think he's made pies. And now we got to seal these.
I've had some experience with pies.
We got to seal these to make it a little uniform. Look what I do. I pinch it like this.
Look at you pinching that pie.
I'm going to pinch you, Mike.
You pinch me, I'll pinch the pie.
Okay.
Yeah?
That's ready for the oven. How about that?
How about it? It's right.
Actually, he's made a pie. I think he can graduate. I think he did a really good job.
Once again, another humiliation.
No, that's not. You should be proud of that. That's no humiliation.
No, it's a big day for me.
Now, I'm going to move this out of the way and let Janet do her thing.
Just turn it over, Allie, so he can use it.
You don't use a board.
Okay.
Don't you usually do it on the counter?
Yes, but...
I haven't done it on the counter in years.
Oh, all right.
I can't wait to see how this turns out, really.
Oh, it'll be fun.
So it's a whole different technique.
Yeah.
Is this one of your pies?
Yeah.
And this is one of her pies?
Right.
So obviously we can just see there's a much different...
It's much different.
Coming up.
If I was going to make a pie for my family, this is the way I would make it.
Thank God she doesn't make them for my family. Yeah.
The pie crust battle heats up.
Yeah, they plump up.
Until it's an all-out food fight.
All right, you tell me what to do. I'm your apprentice. I want to learn how to bake a pie like Janet.
This is my measure, and I do 8 cups in that.
8 cups, twice the berries. So this pie is...
But you want to taste berries.
But you also use more crust.
Yeah.
Compared to mine, yours is half an inch thick.
Yeah, but compared to yours, mine tastes better.
No, it doesn't.
Although Janet uses the same amount of sugar, unlike Allie, she pre-cooks her berries for 15 minutes.
These are already done.
How long does it take these to wind up looking like
about
that?
About 15 minutes or so.
See how they taste right out of them.
She just said you cook the flavor out of them.
I don't think she does.
That's borderline quite worse.
And when making her dough, she uses twice as much flour.
How much flour you want in there?
3 cups.
Keeping cups or even cups? Actual cups.
Oh, we have to, when you do it, level them off.
Oh, I did. You just didn't see it happen in there.
Oh, I didn't.
And she uses 3 times as much Crisco.
Oh, God, no.
I'll put the water in.
That's awful, all that shorting.
She's very judgmental at Janet, isn't she?
We're always at each other.
Well, we're here, you know, to show
and
all
I've been doing
all
it
roaches.
Right. That's right.
We'll let the viewer come to their own conclusion.
Some like it thick, some like it thin.
Some like it tasty.
Once the dough is mixed, Janet puts it in the fridge for 30 minutes.
Why do you do that?
Because it all the stuff mixes together while it's sitting in the refrigerator.
And a half hour later, the dough is ready to roll.
So why are we doing it with the paper on top of it?
Because I don't need as much flour. Flour is what toughens your crust.
And so does all that shortening toughen out.
No,
is this the bottom or the top we're making?
That's the bottom.
Does this go on the bottom? Where does the bottom go?
That's the bottom. It doesn't matter which is the top.
Yes, it does.
I realize I'm looking at the bottom, but can we agree that this is the top of the bottom and underneath is the bottom of the bottom?
Just put it in the pie, Mike.
I know it's the bottom, but do you want the top of the bottom facing the top here? Do you want the bottom of the bottom facing the top? You want the bottom of the bottom on the top or the bottom?
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me now. We spent a lot of time talking about this, and it seems to me the bottom of the top or the top of the bottom needs to go in the bottom.
It's so easy. How can you make something so easy so hard?
I don't want to mess up our pie because I don't fully understand.
It's pastry, that's why.
Now,
what's so hard of that?
Well, I'll tell you what's hard is you put the top of the bottom on the bottom, and the bottom of the top is facing the top now.
If I was going to make a pie for my family, this is the way I would make it.
Thank God. Because I hate my family.
Yeah. Dump the berries in here.
Once the pie's loaded up with berries, we add the top crust and pinch the sides.
And that holds the juice in there, and the juices taste better.
Can't see it on TV.
I'm not my egg white.
I can fix you one, Janet.
Better make
I'm
going to
sabotage your egg.
I don't want any crap in it.
Here at the Berry Manor Inn, our pies are crap-free. Come on by. Try me.
After the pie is painted with egg white and sprinkled with sugar, the final step is to cut some vents in the top to release the excess moisture during baking.
3 little vents here?
Yeah, that's okay.
Like that? All right.
Let's make them a little bigger.
So it's not okay? When you say it's okay, it's really not okay. All right, that'll be our code moving forward so I can understand what you mean.
It's okay.
When you say yes, you mean no. When you say it's okay, it's not okay. When you say flour, you mean sugar. I understand.
And now this goes in the oven.
What temperature, like Janet?
450.
She likes to burn them.
45 minutes. Top run?
Yep.
45 minutes later, both pies are sliced, plated,
and ready for the thin crust versus thick crust showdown.
All right, Dave. Dave has a very sophisticated palate. Come here. I'm going to feed you a piece of each, all right? I want your honest opinion. You've got to put the crust in it, all right? All right, this is Janet's pie. A lot of blueberries, a lot of crust.
Okay.
Good pie.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
Get your mouth all up.
That's a good start. All right.
Thinner crust, not as many blueberries, but very much in proportion as well. Dave will have to determine not just taste, but context, aesthetic looks, proportionality, and of course, overall satisfaction.
I'm a big, huge fan of crust.
Well, then that's the crust.
That's amazing. I really taste the blueberries in that. So can you put those blueberries in that crust?
It's an interesting point. It's no less sweet, though.
No.
It'll taste sweet, but there might be a little more blueness in there. That's a tough call.
With so many knives in close proximity, Barsky was probably wise to shamelessly sidestep the issue and leave the great thin crust versus thick crust controversy open to debate for generations to come.
But thank you very much for having us out and making me sweat. Janet, you were great. Here, you want to kiss a sweaty cheek?
Oh, I'd love to kiss that.
Thanks, sweetie. You were great. You're fantastic. Gentlemen, put down your cameras and eat the pie. Get your priorities straight, for crying out loud.
Get your priorities straight.
Your priorities. Oh, Janet, that's terrible.
The alley.
Oh, whatever.
With the fruits of our labor before us, we attack the pies and each other with reckless abandon. And if there's only one thought we could leave you with, perhaps it would be this.
Right. We are mothers tried and true. We will bake a pie for you. We are mothers sitting pretty. Come on, Mike, don't make it.
Oh, God, no.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus here with an important announcement for all you girls and boys and grown-ups out there who want to stay on my good side. No longer is Santa Claus concerned with distinctions of naughty and nice. No, those days are behind me. Today, I'm far more interested in those of you who've gone to discovery.com/dirty jobs and those of you who have not. You see, by going to discovery.com/dirty jobs, you can suggest a new dirty adventure for that fine, upstanding man who impersonates a host called Mike Rowe. If you haven't, what is he to do? I worry for his very soul. discovery.com/dirty jobs. You'll feel better about yourself. By way of example, naughty. Put those back. Put the cookies back. Boss the elf, very naughty. Believe he has a tapeworm. This long and thick like a baby's arm.
Can you find it?
Oh, God.
What happened to it?
Did you, right?
I don't know. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
No.
She's 30 years old. She's Amber. She's having a birthday. Mmm. How's the pie? Be honest. Sweet.